Okay, shalom to everybody. Rav Kook is going to discuss the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Nun Dalid, Amud Bet, and continues on Nun Hey Amud Aleph, that discusses the mitzvah and the importance of rebuking. Now, we all know that very often when we admonish our children, our students, they don't listen. And we saw last time that it's not even a mitzvah to rebuke if they're not going to listen. On the other hand, we're going to see today that sometimes, nevertheless, it is important. Okay, the Gemara Masechet Shabbat, we saw last time, we'll read the beginning. Kol mi she'efshar limchot ba'anshei beito ve'lo micha, nitfas al anshei beito. Whoever can rebuke the people in his family, and he doesn't do so, then he is also considered among the sinners. Be'anshei iro, if you can rebuke the people of your city and you don't rebuke them, nitfas al anshei iro. B'chol olam kulo, if a person is among those select few that can rebuke the entire world, and he doesn't do so, nitfas al kol olam kulo. And last time Rav Kook discussed the difference between the way to rebuke inside the family is a natural reaction. And that natural reaction to something wrong, or positive reaction to something good, that's the best way to be a living example within the family. And on the city level, Rav Kook explained, is the emotional, right? When you can influence others by showing how important something is by getting emotional about it. And the very few people like Rav Kook, who through their writings, through their teachings, actually today through internet, even regular rabbis or teachers can influence the other side of the world through the intellect. Anyway, the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Papa, and this is new for today. V'ahani deberesh galuta nitfasim al kulei alma. And those who are from the resh galuta, those are the heads of the Jewish community in Bavel, in Babylon, during the time of the Amoraim. They, in fact, are responsible for the whole world, because they have that standing. Ki hadam Rabbi Chanina, my dichtiv, like Rabbi Chanina learns from this pasuk in Yeshayahu in Isaiah 3, Hashem b'mishpat yavo im ziknei amo v'sarav. God will judge the elders of his nation and the elders of the ministers. Im sarim chatu zekenim machatu. The Gemara asks, why is God going to judge the elders, the rabbis? All right, if the ministers sin, why should the rabbis be held accountable? Ela ema alzkenim shelo michu besarim. In fact, it's not referring to the elders, to the rabbis who sinned, but the fact that they did not rebuke the leaders. Now, we'll already mention something that that is very important, and the Gemara actually touches on this now. Let's look for a second in source number 3. In Sefer Vayikra, it talks about different leaders of the Jewish people when they sin, if they sin. For example, in Vayikra Perek Yutet, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayikra Perek Dalid, Pasuk, it's all in Perek Dalid. In Pasuk Gimel, in verse 3, it says, Ima Kohen HaMashiach Yechta, if the Kohen, that select Kohen, if he sins, then he has to give a special sacrifice. Asher Nasi Yechta, when a leader, a political leader, sins, then he, Asher Lodal Bishgaga Ve'Hashem, even if he does his sin mistakenly, he has to give this sacrifice. And the rabbis point out that when it talks about the ministers, the political leaders, it doesn't say if they should sin, like by the Kohen. If the Kohen should sin, he has to give a special sacrifice. It doesn't say if the leader shall sin. It says when the leader sins. And the, one of the problems that we're going to deal with today, and we see this in modern politics, is that the issue of power and the issue of money and the issue of corruption, they so much overlap that it's almost inevitable that a political leader is going to sin and make mistakes. And that's really one of the things that we're going to talk about, the importance of having the spiritual leaders rebuke the political leaders. Okay, Rav Kook writes as follows. This is Perikei, Siman Tedvav Venenaya. HaMemshala HaAtzmit, the independent government. And remember, in the time of Rav Kook, this was already on the agenda. The Balfour Declaration and the idea, Liotam Chofshi Be'artzenu, to be a free people in our state. So Rav Kook is talking also in practical terms. HaMemshala HaAtzmit Re'uya Le'olam She'tiye Biyad Mi She'amusar Yoter Nisa Matzui Bo. Here, Rav Kook is doing a play on words, that the word nasi, president or minister, is somebody who is from the word nisa, somebody who is elevated and lofty spiritually and morally. That's the way things should be. And in fact, David HaMelech was not just a political leader and a military leader. He was also a spiritual leader. He wrote the book of Tehillim. The Melech HaMashiach, the Messiah, is supposed to be not just a political and military leader, but he is supposed to be a religious leader. Now notice, this is very different from the Christian approach, where the Christians say, give unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and give unto God that which is his, where the Christians separate between the physical world and the spiritual world, where they limit the spiritual world to the church on Sundays. And Judaism says, no, there are laws for kings, there are laws of the army, there is laws of the economy. And the leader, the political leader of Am Yisrael is supposed to also be a spiritual leader. That's the way it's supposed to be. Omnam, but. And this is the big but, because we know it's not that way today. Omnam. Kasher ha-anagah ha-enoshit nitkalkala al yedei ha-ra'ot ha-bechiriyot. When mankind uses his free will to choose wrong, and we have leaders who go into leadership very often, not for idealistic reasons, but for power, for their ego, and we end up having leadership of people who are not of the highest spiritual caliber. V'lo yuchal hamina enoshi le'itnaheg ba'naga novat kula mimakor tahor. When mankind sinks, and we're not on that level that we can live a country, lead a country based on pure spirituality, the way it is supposed to be in the ideal world. Rav Kook is very practical, and he's pragmatic, and he knows that you need to be a disciplinarian, to be a king. You need to be a leader. You need to be a warrior. You need to know how to run the economy. And that is the way that secular leadership, what they concentrate on, and a halavai that our secular leadership should be good at these things, but inevitably you can't be good at everything. And a person could be a great musician, but he's not necessarily a great painter. And a person could be a great painter, not necessarily intellectual. And everybody, we all know, and we've learned together, Rav Kook writes in Sefer Orot, that tzedakah asa kadosh baruch hu im olamo, God did a favor in the world, that he spread out the talents among different people. Because we want everyone to participate. And this is part of the beauty of democracy. And it is really very difficult to find somebody who is also a super spiritual and moral caliber and also has everything else that leaders need to have. So inevitably, today, Rav Kook says, those who run the countries, and Rav Kook did see secular Zionism, and he saw what direction the state was going to be, and that is playing in the background regarding everything that we're going to talk about today. באותה מידה שלפי מצבו השפיל נראים הם לחיים כבירים, ועל ידם יסודרו לו ענייניו החברתיים. Today, mankind values somebody who's powerful, somebody who's wealthy, somebody who's strong, so inevitably those are the people who are going to be respected, and those they will be running the country and the politics. והחיים המוסריים השקטים לא יוכלו למלא את כל נטיות לבבו. And the quiet, the more low-keyed morality cannot fill the hearts of the masses to lead them in day-to-day life. שכבר נשחט ונעשה הומה ונרגש, I think it should say ונרגש קיים. Because unfortunately, mankind has sunk spiritually. Ad asher ya'avir Eloah kol ha'briyot, Adon kol ha'neshamot baruch hu, until God, who is the creator of all, and he created all of the neshamot, including those holy leaders, political and spiritual and moral leaders like King David and the Mashiach, until he brings ruach al ha'aretz, a new spirit onto the land, ruach tzach sheyavi imo menucha u'kdusha, a pure spirit that will bring holiness and salvation, quiet, shalva vehashket. Now Rav Kook is very, very clearly referring to the similar idea that he mentions in Sefer Orot, in book number, in source number 5. This is from his book Orot, page 14, Orot HaMilchama. And I've heard this quoted by liberal rabbis, leftist rabbis, who like to claim that Rav Kook really was not such a Zionist, and he was a pacifist. And you will definitely find things in the writings of Rav Kook about the importance of peace. But here, what Rav Kook is practically saying is very, very clear. So let's be exact. It sounds a little pacifistic, what Rav Kook is saying, but as we will see, Rav Kook always has a holistic approach, which includes everything. Rav Kook is writing this during World War I. Remember that, that's important, because in Orot HaMilchama, in this same work, The Lights of War, Rav Kook writes about how the kings of the world have stained mankind with all of the bloodshed. 20 million people who were killed in World War I, the Great War, which shook every sensitive and thinking person. The first war where there are air forces and tanks and countries coming from one side of the world to the other. And Rav Kook was shaken. And he writes as follows. Now follow along very well, because as I said, I have heard not one and not two liberal-minded people taking Rav Kook in the direction of pacifism. Rav Kook is very clear what he wants to say. עזבנו את הפוליטיקה העולמית מאונס שיש בו רצון פנימי. We, during the exile, have left politics, world politics, not voluntarily. It was the world, it was the Romans, it was the Babylonians who sent us against our will to exile. We didn't want to lose our state. But Rav Kook says שיש בו רצון פנימי. There is a spiritual, internal good that came out of the exile. Again, don't think the Rav Kook is in favor of the exile. But he'll clarify what he's saying. Odd, this idea of not having a political state for 2,000 years, Ad asher tavo et meushara, until the time that of happiness will come. Sheye efshar linahel mamlacha bilo risha ubarbariut, that we will be able to run a country without evil, without barbarianism. Ze wazman sha'anu mikavim. And here Rav Kook, he saw, again, what was going on in World War I. The Russian Revolution, he didn't know where it was going, but people were talking about socialism and brotherhood, folding up flags, and making a world peace. Rav Kook saw democracy getting stronger and stronger in many, many countries, and that the kings who started the war, all these kaisers, they were being moved to the side. And in fact, at the end of World War I, the League of Nations, the predecessor of the United Nations, came out, and Woodrow Wilson, right? And the idea of how can we run the world more peacefully? Rav Kook is saying, hey, the time is returning for us to return to having an independent Jewish state. Muvana davar. Obviously, to realize this ideal, to return to having our Jewish state, which was unfortunately taken away from us for 2,000 years, but Rav Kook said that during those 2,000 years, we were able to concentrate on religion, on spirituality, on Shabbat, on morality, because it is difficult to run a country being a nice guy. And that, Rav Kook is saying, is the advantage that came out of the exile. We have to lishtamesh b'chol emtzaim she'azman mevi. And here Rav Kook is referring also to World War I, which showed the world how not to run the war and to move on to democracy. And also the Balfour Declaration, which is going to bring independence and a Jewish state back to the Jewish people in the land of Israel. Hakol yad el bore kol olami menahelet. Everything in the world is run, especially history, is run by God. If you believe in God, then of course he runs history. How much more so he runs Jewish history. Aval ha'ichur hu ichur muchrach. But this delay that we were 2,000 years without an independent Jewish state, it was necessary. We were nauseated with the idea of how kings ran corrupt governments. And by the way, if you look in the book of Kings, Sefer Melachim, we see that the kingdom of Judea and the kingdom of Israel sometimes was really terribly corrupt. And if that is the way we're going to run a government, Rav Kook is saying it would be better being without a government and focus on learning Torah, focus on the religious aspect of Judaism, which is what we did for 2,000 years. Vihine higia hazman. The time has come. Karov ma'od, ototo. It's right around the corner. Ha'olam yitbasem. The world is having a nicer fragrance. Va'anu nuchal kvar lachin atzmenu. We have to prepare ourselves to how to run a Jewish state based on morality and spirituality, etc. Kilanu kvar efshar ye lenahel mamlachtenu al yesodot tatov. We can already today, in the modern world, where you don't have to be a barbaric to run a country, democracy is better than dictatorship. The world is beginning to understand to become more moral. Hachochma hayosher ve'ara Elohita brura. Yaakov shalach le'esav et haprofira. Yaakov, Rav Kook is quoting a midrash in Midrash Rabbah that we see in source number 6. Maybe we'll jump there for a second in Breshit Rabbah. On the pasuk va'yishlach Yaakov lefanav el'esav achiv. Yaakov sent to Esav. What did Yaakov send to Esav according to this midrash? Yaakov is giving to Esav the kingdom, the government, to run the world temporarily. Rabbi Yoshua Amar Shalach Profira Vitalkia Kadmoi. That Yaakov sent the purple cape, the crown, the dress of the king to Esav, saying, telling him, Amar Le Enchne Zarzirim Yeshenim. Al daf echad, two birds cannot sit on the same ledge. In other words, now that the goyim are running the world, the Romans are running the world, we do not have a Jewish state. But the day will come when we will replace them, and we will have a Jewish state, and at that time, there will be room for an ideal, moral, spiritual state, and there will not be a need for non-Jewish states anymore. So this is the Midrash that Rav Kook, back to Source 5, is referring to. Ein davar kedai le'akov la'asok b'mamlacha be'et she'itzricha li'yot damim mileya. As long as running a country is necessarily, is directly connected with having your hands full of blood, here Rav Kook is hinting to David HaMelech, who, excuse me, could not build the Beit HaMikdash because his hands were full of blood. In other words, having to fight wars is not the ideal. Tovat kisharon shel risha, at a time that politics demands conniving, being corrupt, tricking people within the government, with other countries. That's what modern politics is. So this is a problem for us. Anu kibalnu rak et hayesod kefi ha'echreach liyased uma, v'cheivan shenigmal la'geza hudachnu mimloch. God gave the Jewish people a basis in the olden days, in the time of Shmuel and Shaul and David, to give us a little basic experience on how to run a Jewish state. But then he sent us on vacation for 2,000 years to focus on spirituality. Bagoyim nitpazarnu. We were expelled and spread out in exile. Nizranu b'mamakei adama. Notice what Rav Kook is saying. We were not only spread out, but we were planted in deep soil. When we plant a seed deep soil, it's just temporary. It's going to take time, but eventually it's going to grow. And that is the Tzemach David, that is the plant of the Geula that we are trying to bring in our modern state. Ad asher ha'eta zamir higia v'kol ator niyishama ba'artzenu. Rav Kook is referring to the pasuk in Shir HaShirim that says that the sound of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The dove represents peace. And now that the world is becoming more democratic, less barbaric, the time has come for us to go back to running an independent Jewish state. Rav Kook was not naive, and he writes about, and the Navi, Yechezkel, and Zechariah tell us that part of coming back to the land of Israel, there are going to be wars. What are the wars of Gog and Magog about? That the Goyim will gang up and try and take away the land from us, and try to take away Yerushalayim from us. Right? And we see, over the last 70 years of the independent Jewish state, that is still, we're not yet living in the final days of Mashiach. Nevertheless, we're in the process, and Rav Kook is telling us that yes, mankind is mature enough, and God is giving us the Balfour Declaration and the United Nations. Rav Kook doesn't go into details how long this process is going to take, how long it's going to take for mankind to mature. Rav Kook did not see the Holocaust. He saw Hitler come to power. But it's very clear that the world still has a long way to go, and the state of Israel also has what to go. Nevertheless, we are meant to take the steering wheel and to run a Jewish state, not to separate church and state, like in America, but to have a religious Jewish state. We believe that everything belongs to God. We don't say, give unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and give unto God that which is God's. We say, everything belongs to God. And again, that is why we're supposed to have a religious Jewish state, as we did in the time of David HaMelech, and that is, Baruch Hashem, today, for the first time in the history of Israel, this is the first government where the majority is religious. And by the way, this is a big test for religious people and religious politicians to show the population that a religious state will be run better and more moral and more spiritual and more idealistic. And we have to make sure that we do this Kiddush Hashem properly. Getting back to our paragraph, we're running out of time, so now we're going to put on the gas. Rav Kook in paragraph Bet alludes to the fact that We are not there yet. Maybe I'll just bring a source where Chazal say what Rav Kook is saying. It's a sort of surprising source. In source 7, I brought for you from Masechet Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Bet Amud Aleph, where Chazal tell us, Al tador be'ir shirashea talmidei chachamim. Don't live in a city where the mayors, where the political leaders, are Torah scholars. Why not? Rashi explains, "Ditarud begirse velo b'mili d'tzibura," because Torah scholars are busy thinking about Torah, and the city might go to pot. And you got to be careful with religious leaders. And again, this is a direct message to the Aguda and Shas and the Tzionut Datit parties, that when we're running the government, you can't just focus on Shabbos and Kashrut. You got to think about security, you got to think about economy, you got to think about medicine, and again, it's sort of a surprising Gemara, but it's really, Rav Kook is saying, we are still there. That it's better that those who run the government are not Torah scholars, because we don't have such well-rounded Torah scholars yet. Hopefully, we'll see speedily in our day. Back to our paragraph. Rav Kook, in paragraph Gimel, there's a very important idea here, that the idea is that, paragraph Gimel, Omnam, Hashpa'a shel ha-musar mukhrachat hi lavo. Even though in our generation we have a split between political leaders and spiritual leaders, we must hear the rebuke and the leadership of the spiritual leaders. The spiritual leaders are not meant just to be locked in the yeshivas, but they are meant to help direct, spiritually and morally, to help direct the political leaders. And that is, again, remember what's the Gemara that Rav Kook is interpreting? The Gemara tells us that somebody who has the capability of rebuking the city or the country or the world, he has an obligation to do so. And Rav Kook is going to say, even if they don't listen to you, Afal pisha yara chazaka haroda b'chevra b'fual techsarla. Even though the rabbis today, as opposed to David HaMelech, as opposed to Mashiach, the rabbis today are not holding the steering wheel. Mikol makom b'mecha'ata livada. By rebuking, just by the topic of rebuking, ala netiot ha-kitzoniyot litzad rishah v'ashiflut. The idea of the spiritual leaders is to bind the political leaders, not to go too much in this direction or too much in that direction, for sure not in the direction of corruption or power hungry, etc., etc. We need spiritual leaders to rebuke the political leaders. Hayotzeit mimamad ha-shafel shirashei ha-chevra ha-masit, shem hinam anashim mimina. Today, the political leaders are chosen by the masses. And accordingly, Rav Kook is saying, ingeniously, that they are going to be a mirror image. Our political leaders are a mirror image of what the masses look like, and not, they don't express what the spiritual leaders want. Hamicha'a tidchof et ha-chevra ma'asit le'ita litzad mala. Here Rav Kook is saying, as we saw together in Orot HaTshuva, and we saw it together when we learned about vegetarianism, Rav Kook says that part of the rebuking here is to little by little improve the government. Even if the rabbis are not holding the steering wheel, they have an obligation to rebuke, so that little by little the situation will improve. This is, as we've seen many times, we'll just jump for a minute, where Rav Kook says this is how our world functions. The entire world, which, as Darwin showed in the time of Rav Kook, was based on evolution. Rav Kook writes in Orot HaTshuva, Perikei Piska Gimel, Ha'olam muchrachu lavo lidei tshuva shlema. The world inevitably is going to improve, to become more complete, to be totally complete. How do we know? Because ein ha'olam davar omed al matzav echad. Ki molechu mitpateach. The world is not static. The world is dynamic. And with ups and downs and trial and error, the general direction is improvement. And that is what the rabbis and the spiritual leaders should be doing when they rebuke and when they lead the politicians. Rav Kook in source number 9, in Talaleo, wrote this Mamare Riyah, page 27, writes the same thing about democracy. Democracy is an advancement of mankind, that mankind is becoming more and more mature, more and more moral. How is this happening? Umachshireha hena mitzvot. The way mankind has been maturing is through the 613 mitzvot. Through mitzvot, for example, even to be kind to animals, even to be kind to slaves, to have equal rights. And this, little by little, is opening the hearts of mankind to be more moral, and eventually to run a moral state. Similar, Rav Kook writes in Chazon HaTzimchonu, which we read together, that the laws of Tzar Balei Chaim, that animals have feelings, that we have to be sensitive to animals. Even if we eat them, we have to slaughter them painlessly, and you can't shecht a mother and a calf on the same day. All of this is to little by little, make man more moral. Rav Kook is saying, well, the rabbis and spiritual leaders, their rebuking of the politicians and political leaders, this is part of that slow but sure process, and that's why rebuking is important, even if they're not going to listen to us. Rav Kook goes on to say, again, we're running out of time, he relates to the modern world, and he's not naive. He realizes where Zionism is going, secular Zionism, but he's saying that the Torah leaders have to always be within eye contact of the political leaders. Even if the Torah spiritual leaders are ahead of the political leaders, we have to stay in eye contact. We have to keep directing them in order to make sure that our government, our state of Israel, eventually, slowly but surely, will become more spiritual and more moral and more Torani. And this is the idea, through directing them al pi omek ha'emet, through the depth, the deep truth. La mitah shel Torat emet. Now, this is a very important point, because we've seen in the past, many times, that Rav Kook writes that the bedieved of man is the lechatchila v'akadosh baruch hu, that we have to accept the world as it is, because that's the world that God wants to give us at this stage in history. It's better for us, for example, writes Rav Kook, not to have a Beit HaMikdash as of now. It's better for us as of now not to have a Sanhedrin. Now, of course, we want it, but as it is right now, God runs the world, and he knows that these things were not ready for them. Nevertheless, that being said, Rav Kook tonight is teaching us the other side of the coin. Don't just talk about bidyeved. Keep dreaming about the lechatchila. And again, when Rav Kook writes about his book on vegetarianism, he wasn't a vegetarian. But he says, let us see where the arrow is leading, where the Torah is educating us, in order to keep eye contact with the future to know, should we be going this way or should we be going that way? In other words, yes, talk about the Beit HaMikdash. Yes, talk about the Sanhedrin. Even if God hasn't given it to us yet, always keep your eye ahead, knowing what direction we should be going. Rav Kook, in paragraph Hey, talks about Hamicha'a hi oro shel olam. Rebuke and protest, that is the light of the world. And even though the world, there's a lot of darkness, when you talk about spirituality, even if the world isn't ready to listen to you, you are bringing, we should be bringing, light to the world. And that's why, even during the Oslo government, and Yitzhak Rabin and his government did many, many things against Torah and against religion and gave away Eretz Yisrael. And even if a person would say, well, these hafganot, these demonstrations are not going to help, Rav Kook is saying, you have to demonstrate. You have to protest in order to show the world what is the direction. And that is what rebuke is about. By the way, I'll add parenthetically, And this all of the rabbis point out and remind us before election time. This Moriv Rabbi Rav Drukman, even in the last elections when he was already sick and in his 90s, he pointed out, don't vote for parties which are not going to pass the minimum. Right? It may be that Naftali Bennett and Ayelet Shaked, Rav Drukman, respected them to a certain extent. He advised them a lot over the years. But as soon as it turns out that Ayelet Shaked is not going to pass the Achuza Chasima, she's not going to get in, don't waste your vote. Voting is not a time to protest. When you vote, you have to be practical, be pragmatic. Which party is going to help me implement what I believe in? So voting is not a time to rebuke. Before the election, you can rebuke. After the election, for sure to rebuke and protest and demonstrate. Talk about lechatchila. Nevertheless, during election time, the b'dievet of man is the lechatchila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever parties are going to get in, they are the ones who we should take seriously. And now let us go to the end, where Rav Kook, as very often is the case, has such a beautiful explanation of three or four or five psukim in Yeshayahu, which tell us about the ideal Jewish leadership. Yeshayahu, in these chapters, Yud Aleph and Dalid, is talking about the Mashiach. And notice how beautifully Rav Kook is connecting this ideal Jewish leadership with the idea that rabbis are obligated, spiritual, religious people are obligated to rebuke and to lead and to demonstrate. Watch this, what Rav Kook does with these psukim. Veherichu b'yirat Hashem, and it says that God will bring, again, it's talking about the messianic leadership, God will enable them to smell yirat Hashem, v'lo lemar'eh einav yishpot. Don't just go by what your eyes see, because your eyes might see a government which is problematic. V'lo lemishma oznav yochiach. And yochiach is a mitzvah da'oraita, to rebuke. A real leader rebukes the people, the other leadership. Another pasuk. V'hika eretz b'shevet piv. The real Jewish leader knows how to discipline with his mouth. Again, Rav Kook is saying this is referring to rebuke. Ubereach sfatav yamit. Rav Kook beautifully is saying, this is exactly our topic. That even if you don't have the driver's wheel in your hands, you're not the head of the government, nevertheless, use your mouth to rebuke. Vayat tzedek ezor motnav. Tzedek, what is tzedek? There's a famous saying in Hebrew. Sometimes you don't have to be tzodek. You have to be chacham. Sometimes you don't have to be correct. Sometimes you have to be smart. Do things in the smart way. Rav Kook is also, today, he's pointing out the other side of the coin, as we said. Sometimes you have to be tzodek. You have to be correct, and you have to point it out and rebuke and voice your demonstration and opposition. Azur motna ve'emuna azur chalatzav. Again, Rav Kook is saying that the ideal Jewish leadership has emuna. What is emuna? Even if we see problems spiritually in the present, we have emuna, we have faith. We believe that it can be changed and it will be changed. By the way, one of the terms that I skipped when I wanted to finish up is that ha'neman ve'amuftach, God promises us that in the end, yes, we will have good spiritual, moral leadership. The state of Israel is going to be religious, because just as all the heroes of the Tanakh were religious Zionists, so too the leaders of the state of Israel eventually will also be religious Zionists. But we're promised that, but we have to figure out how to do it. V'shafat b'tzedek dalim. Vehochiach b'mishor la'anvei aretz. Again, Rav Kook is pointing out on this pasuk in Yeshayahu chapter 4 that a real Jewish leader knows how to rebuke. V'nacha alav ruach Hashem, another pasuk. The Spirit of God will rest upon him. Ruach chokhma u'bina, wisdom. Ruach etza u'gvura. Look at what Rav Kook is doing with this pasuk. He is pointing out, hey, that the real Jewish leadership has to give etzot, advice. Even if you're not the doer, you're not the leader, but give advice. U'gvura. Again, we need that strength and bravery to stand up against those who are not running the country properly. Ruach dat v'yirat Hashem. And he finishes off with this idea of Yirat Hashem. We'll just mention the Gemara in Brachot Daf Kafched Amud Bet, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that the key to success and the mistake that so many people make is that their Yirah of people, they have fear of people more than their fear and awe of God. And what Rav Kook is saying, as he's done this whole paragraph, is saying, yes, the political leaders might be stronger, and they might even be able to punish you. And it might not pay off politically when you rebuke them. Nevertheless, you have to fear God more than you fear the political leaders. And this is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who gave up Yavne because he was scared of the Romans. And even he agreed, you have to fear God more than fearing man. To summarize, there is a lot here on how to run a proper Jewish state, on how rabbis and spiritual leaders should rebuke and demonstrate, even now, even as of now, that the state is not in our control.